Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, I guess we just for the fucking sake of it, I guess, because we always have tradition kind of thing, you know. Evil Weasel Wednesday, but every day is fucking evil. Every fucking day is evil. These motherfuckers, it gets worse every day. Say it don't. Try to say it don't. Anyway, it's also the 10th day of May, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 55 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 63 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 36. And partly sunny. I mean, you could whip in a little ice storm for 15 minutes and blow away, and then the sunshine is one of those unpredictable years, I suppose, is what you would call it. Well, let's see what we got on the agenda today. I mean, well, we're going to do here, people, I'm going to tell you right now, we're just going to talk about shit that we already know about. We already have all the goddamn reason we need to fucking to fix this, to fix it and fix it now. And every day we neglect it, we were hurting our progeny. And I hope everybody realizes that. Disinformation and state, the Restrict Act by Ryan Turpinseed. Wow, that's a hell of a name. All right, we got a bill here. Senate Bill 8686. The Restrict Act, restricting the emergence of security threats and risk information and communications technology act, has recently been making the rounds in the media, and rightfully so. The act is truly terrifying, but more than the opening tyranny that it would further, the act of act illustrates a very clear problem from the perspective of the state. The state's nothing. The state's just a fucking piece of paper that we can cram right up somebody's fucking ass. God damn, I wish people could get their goddamn, their minds functioning correctly so they can see things for what they are. In previous eras, either formally or informally, the state is a piece of fucking paper. Fuck the state. All these people, state's rats, and we should go to the Confederacy. You fucking stupid fucks. That's the problem. Where in the hell do you think the ones in the federal government or the federal fucking corporation come from? They come from the state corporations. They work their way up in the state corporations through the Masonic lodges. And they're the same motherfuckers. And, you know, we go back state, fucking retard. Exercise a great deal of control over the information available to the wider population. This is no longer the case in the present day. With the advent of the internet and the resulting decentralization of media and other channels of information, the state has had increasingly fewer options at its disposal to control information. It is very obviously afraid of losing its position as the controller of information, and the Restrict Act is a desperate attempt to reassert itself as such. The Restrict Act, you fucking zero authority. It's a pack of fucking goddamn criminal, international corporate mafia. Try it. At this point, most people who have been paying attention should recoil upon seeing a large acronym under the consideration of Congress. After the U.S. Patriot Act, normal people recognize that these bills of massive overreach were, to put it lightly, misnamed. But in a move of honesty, the Restrict Act does exactly what it says. It will do should it be enacted and enforced. The Senate website is remarkably upfront, saying, well, of course they are. Why shouldn't they tell you? I'm going to fuck your kid. I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to do any goddamn thing I want to, because you don't have any fucking balls. You won't stop me. You shine a hole in that fucking gun and you won't stop me. Vendors from the U.S. and allied countries have supplied the world's information, communication, and technology for decades. In recent years, the global ICT supply chain has changed dramatically. A number of prominent foreign vendors, many subject to the control of autocratic and liberal governments. Well, stop the shit. They're in control of fucking corporations, period. Have gained significant market share in a variety of internet infrastructure, online communications, and network software markets. The Restrict Act comprehensively addresses the ongoing threat posed by technology from foreign advisories by better empowering the Department of Commerce. What's that? Commerce, yeah. That Commerce Clause. We were warned about it by the fucking anti-federalists. It's a Commerce, a fucking Commerce Clause. They're doing all this shit with the Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause. That's where they're trying to fucking claim they have their fucking goddamn authority. But you don't even have a fucking Constitution where there is a Commerce Clause or a General Welfare Clause. It was never ratified. It was a fucking fraud from the get-go. They just sat down and made it up. Department of Commerce to review, prevent, and mitigate ICT transactions that pose undue risk, protecting the U.S. supply chain now and into the future. See, it's always about the supply chain. What the fuck, censoring my fucking speech? Is about the supply chain? I don't fucking think so, you son of a bitch. You ain't going to censor my goddamn... When you do turn this motherfucking site off, I'll know what I have to do. I understand. The talking part's over. Thankfully, the state is going to defend us from the state. Fuck the state. If you believe in the, if you can't fucking see that they're both fucking, the federal corporation is the federal corporation. The state corporation is a subcontractor. Got it? The state is going to defend us from information and communications technologies from autocratic and liberal governments, as if our own states, which locked us in our own homes, were democratic or liberal. What specifically is being targeted in the broad category of information and communications technology? As the act has been publicly marketed, this is a move against the popular social media platform TikTok. The U.S. government's, see, that's just like, you know, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. TikTok. The U.S. government's reason is simple. TikTok and similar platforms are owned by foreign states. It's all got, what do you mean foreign states? Foreign fucking corporate. They're all one big fucking corporate mob. Don't play fucking games with us. We're not stupid. We're not going to play into your shit. You've done got everybody you're going to get. You might as well get to fucking fighting. And these foreign states can distribute or facilitate information that is contrary to the narratives pushed by the state. Pushed by the state. The narrative is pushed by, fuck, do we have the right to even individual thought? Isn't that what they're going after here? Thought control? Thought control? When you were young, I mean, hey, when I was in my fucking thoughts, I think I'd ever see anything like this. And I tell you, my dad would have been dead the first fucking day. He wouldn't have took 1 ounce of this goddamn shit. This is an existential threat to U.S. government. There is no U.S. government. There is a United States corporation, which is a part of an international corporate mafia. It is not a government. It has no authority over the American nationals in this country. It is a fucking goddamn occupying force that is trying to recolonize this place with goddamn third world slave labor, period. seeing as the goal of the state is to maintain control as articulated by Murray Rothbard in the book Anatomy of the State, having rival states present alternative narratives to the population harms your legitimacy. This legitimacy is necessary for the state to exist, as Rothbard says of people supporting the state. Anybody that supports the state, you're a fucking fool. It's a piece of fucking paper. It's a goddamn subcontractor of the main contractor that is taking your goddamn country apart piece by fucking piece and handing it over to the goddamn third world. It's the international corporate mafia. It is the New World fucking order. They're already fucking, well, just passed the New World Order fucking goddamn chamber, Senate. They're playing this fucking game. This is how they built the fucking Constitution, unlawfully, against our fucking law. We either fight for that goddamn law, buddy, or we lose it. This support, it must be noted, need not be active enthusiasm. It may well be passive resignation, as if to an inevitable law of nature, but support is the sense of acceptance of some sort. It must be else the minority of the state rulers would eventually be overweighed by the active resistance of the majority of the public. Yeah. That was a whole lot of shit. The state, therefore, must maintain its legitimacy to survive. It has no legitimacy to survive. There is no fucking state. There are corporations and subcontractors. These are all private fucking tiers. They have nothing to do with goddamn fucking our fucking authority in this country. We, the people, are the jurisdictional authority of this country. The fucking corporations are a goddamn, they're an international criminal cabal. Dead set on fucking having us living like goddamn, like gods on this earth, while we fucking sweat what they let us survive so that we can have children for them to fucking pedophile. And the U.S. government is attempting just that by trying to retake control over the country's media. Retake? They got it. I don't know where you're getting this shit. You're a half-assed goddamn milquetoast fucking fucking site is all I'm saying. I bet you got INC behind your name. I bet you're making fucking bucks on this, buddy. As mentioned earlier, the internet, just that by trying to retake media, rendered most of the state's old methods of control obsolete, which is why for the last few years, the U.S. government has been on the defense using covert means to influence channels of information, as can be seen with Twitter files. And yeah, we told you this. I mean, this is fucking, is this some surprise to us? I mean, goddamn CNN, Fox, all the fuckers, they had to go to the internet. The internet smoked their fucking mainstream asses. And when they couldn't fucking get through their foot in the door, they turned the fucking internet over to the fucking Chi-Cons and started taking content out. And then started in the goddamn robber barons over in the Silicon Valley started fucking violating our first article right to free speech and our right to register grievance, because we have no fucking courts. Our register grievance is a goddamn rifle with a fucking bullet in it. That's what we have left. That's what we're hanging on by. And we got all these assholes across the fucking country. Well, this might be better. Consider what's best for you. Fuck the future. Just what's best for you for your 10 years you're going to live, you son of a bitch. You greedy, cock-sucking, low-life, fucking mammon-worshipping, call yourselves Christians. Go ahead. Judea.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
The person that wrote that article you're reading, his last name is Turnipseed, Turnipseed, which suggests to me that he's afraid to use his real name. I don't believe it's his real name. But what I wanted to say in regards to, you know, the fake state, I know the time for talking is over, but I still do what I can to expose what I can in the meantime. But the thing that's bringing it all to the surface now is the voting circus. It's escalating every day. You had Alex Jones coming out in support of Bobby Kennedy Jr. and all these people saying who's the best candidate, and just in that process we're able to see more of who the traitors are, because they're upholding the system that is oppressing us. So, you know, people say to me, well, what are you going to do if there is no state? Would you want to collapse, you know? It'll be suffering. And I'll say, yeah, it will be suffering, but is it any worse than living as a slave or being genocided? So we're facing not only the traitors that are upholding the whole fake system, but the people that are supporting it and wanting it to go on. And I just say, call them out. Call them out as traitors. And everybody else, there's a disease of apathy, but a lot of people are, you know, trying to get informed. But everybody's got to eat, sleep, and drink liberty if we're going to make it through this.
I agree. But I want to understand why we need the state, why things would fall apart without the state. If not for the state and the federal, well, the state, the corporations, if not for the corporations, all of the money, all of the wealth would be coming to us. And then we could hire whoever we wanted to do whatever we want to do. And the money would be in our pockets. We would control the purse strings. They wouldn't steal 95 cents. The Jews wouldn't get to steal 95 cents of every dollar. And we would buy the managers we need to do the duties that the state is not. State's not doing anything anyway. Look here in Oregon. Look in Portland. The state is the enemy. God, we'd be better off without it, I think, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely, you know, but then they bring up the idea of, well, how are you going to do it? Who's going to be in charge? And if we have, you know, no elections and democracies, but who's saying we have no elections? But we do it through the common law and under the banner of the Bill of Rights, but that's suppressed and hidden from the public.
I'll tell you who's going to be in charge. Is the person who's always been in charge, and that's the person with the wealth in their pocket, and that would be us. A group of us can't get together and hire somebody. I mean, the stretch road in front of our, you know, our properties, three of us. We get together, we hire somebody, and it's our fucking stretch of road, and we can even charge a fee for going down our road. That's how it was supposed to work. If we had all the revenue was coming to the people, they'd have to do what we want, or they wouldn't get a goddamn... They wouldn't have a job. We'd hire somebody who would do what we want to do. And if they didn't, we'd fire them or we'd hang them. I mean, that's been the problem with this country since its inception. The money has to go to the federal government and then they give it back to you if you fucking dance and jump through hoops and accept fucking transvestites and queers and whatever they demand of you. They can go to hell. They had never had the right to take the goddamn money. They have taken our resource, our goddamn wealth, without due process of the law. Like they took the gold back in 1933. No, each and every person had the right to due process of the law, and somebody had to file as an individual and show where they had a right to take that gold and convince a jury, and then the jury would have had to say, "Okay, I'm convinced you get the gold," but the other person could have filed for treason and sedition for their attempt to take the gold without, you know, the due process of law, and they would have hung. I mean, at any point, I mean, why did they wait? I mean, not because it was easier to wait than fight. That's what people, I mean, that's why this is taking so damn long right now, because people will do anything. I mean, if they can find a fucking excuse not to fight, they will grab it. I mean, just like Trumpy. I mean, they'd rather even these wannabe fucking Tory militias, they want to claim that they're fucking for the fucking Bill of Rights and shit, but the common law is the common law. And they go out and they raise, you know, $40, $50, $100,000 for fucking attorneys to work within the administrative admiralty, which is the goddamn enemy. And they know it. I don't know what the answer
is. One
last
thing, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard to understand how, you know, thinking Americans can see the demise of our country, the homeless and the tent cities and the suffering, and yet see all the money going over to the war machine for Ukraine,
yep.
For Israel, and not be up in arms about it, and also not be up in arms about what's going on the border. Today, Mayorkas was out there saying, the border's secure. And why do they think we're that stupid? We don't have eyes and ears to see what's going on. They're insulting us. And so people have to get mad, really mad, and you've been saying it for years, but if we don't, it won't happen.
Well, the bottom line is they're just seeing what we'll take. That's the bottom line. How much will they do anything? Will they even, is anybody going to even lift a finger to stop it? If they won't, then crap, here comes communists. They ain't shot nobody. They ain't fucking took our army on, our army of fucking 300 million fucking people. They haven't, they going to whip us without a fight, without a bullet being fired. I mean, that's what's killing me. I know
people
we
are stupid.
Yes, they are, by jingle. They are stupid, stupid. We as a people, I mean, that's why you had the multiculturalism pumped into this goddamn country from every country around the world, because Americans used to know who Americans were. We have a culture, believe it or not, and our culture was kill a commie for mommy, better dead than red. Remember those days? I mean, that's what I grew up in, but still I was being lied to. I didn't know that the goddamn reds were fucking the ones that running the goddamn school I was in, or the goddamn state I was in, or the goddamn country I was in. But they had already plugged everything in, and they were just incrementally making it worse and worse. That's why all my life I've seen it just progressively get worse. That's all you can say. And this ain't gonna, I mean, this shit here, I mean, this article I'm reading, they talk about, they're already censoring shit. Man, I mean, at the trenches, man, 3 years before I seen the first Facebook person start screaming and crying and kicking on the fucking floor because they had got demonetized, because they'd taken their site down. We were attacked full fucking blast with every fucking thing. We're the ones they used to experiment on to find out how they could make their algorithms work. 3 years before I heard the first other person that got it. But that's because we told the fucking truth. And when they told us we couldn't talk about Jews, we talked more about fucking Jews. When they tell us we can't talk about pedophiles, we talk more about pedophiles. When they tell us that the COVID-19 exists, we say, no, COVID-19 does not exist. It does not exist. We say it more fucking times than they do. It's just they wish they could get rid of this motherfucker, but it's not incorporated. Private property of an individual, free, sovereign, national, they fucking do it, and it's on. I understand. I understand that when the talking's actually been over for a long fucking time. We are negligent in our duty to fucking enforce that fucking Bill of Rights, to enforce the absolute unalienable, ratified by the representatives of the people law, of unalienable law of December 15, 1791. We are negligent. And in the future, our children will hold us to account. And so will our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, if they get to live. I mean, or if these fuckers had their way, how many of them would get to live? And what would their life be? It'd be a life of fucking servitude to a fucking... They want to be the kings and queens of old. That big fat-ass king sitting in his own fucking shit, drunk on fucking wine. He's drinking from a golden goblet. And then he wants to go out and people that are trying to fucking make, you know, feed their families. Well, you're on my land. Oh, what's land yours? Well, all the land's mine. Really? How about we fucking kill you? I mean, how people have taken this for so long? I don't get it. The aristocracy, the goddamn monarchy, how did they stand it? They knew they outnumbered those that were oppressing them. And you see like Spartacus, you know, rise up against them. And you know, there are instances in history, but then again, they had their masons worked into, those fucking masons worked into every goddamn aspect of everything on this goddamn planet. And that's when you get your goddamn, that's when things happen that shouldn't happen. Just like at Gettysburg, when they should have took those two fucking little hills the first day, the Confederate Army would have fucking won. There's no doubt about it. But one son of a bitch, fucking general, fucking said, no, don't do it. Don't go up them hills. Don't go up there. So the next day, after them hills had been occupied by the fucking North, then they tried to get up them hills and they got slaughtered. And that was intentional because Lee was supposed to lose Gettysburg. He knew that. He was one of them. You don't get that goddamn high in power without being one of them. That's just all there is to it. But they have their people in key fucking positions to sabotage anything that the fucking people try to do. The people have to break away from this thought that I need somebody to tell me what to do. I have something to tell me what to do. It has 10 fucking articles on it. And they are articles of unalienable, supreme, superior law. It's law. It's law. It's the highest law. It's the only fucking law. Anything that does not conform to it is not law. It is a goddamn act of sedition. And if people could just get on that page, but they won't. They won't because they serve themselves. They serve mammon. I mean, I've known people in my life that, I mean, when you're around them, I want to talk about money and how much people this guy's got, how much this guy's got. It don't fucking matter if you ain't free. And the bottom line is you don't own that know-how. The goddamn, that state you're talking about owns it. You're just a goddamn, you're a citizen goddamn slave is what you are. You're a subject. Subjects own nothing. Their sovereigns own everything that they do, everything that they create. You're owned yourself. You don't even own your fucking body if you go with that route. But the Bill of Rights is absolute. And if we don't stand and fight under it, we're going to fucking end up in our grandchildren are going to live in hell. Our children are already living in hell. We're living in hell. Are we living in hell or not? Because by God, I feel like I am. Back to the article. Address any risk arising from covert transactions, arising from any covert transaction by any person or with respect to any property subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. The United States Corporation has jurisdiction over no fucking individual free sovereign national. They cannot. In the fiduciary is beneath the fucking jurisdictional authority of the individual. That Bill of Rights makes the individual the ultimate jurisdiction in this goddamn country. That's why it was put in place, to save our asses. It was put for this fucking time right here. I mean, when they were putting the second article in and everything, they were looking at a worst-case scenario. Well, people, we are living it. We are living the worst-case scenario. We need to pick that goddamn Bill of Rights up, and everybody who doesn't sign on, kill them. If you will not sign on to freedom and liberty, you want something else, you son of a bitch, and you want to fucking own me too. So I'll put a bullet through your fucking head. How about that? That the security determines pose an undue and an unacceptable risk to the national security of the United States Corporation. I mean, if we could just get people to start fucking calling things what they are. It's not constitutional rights. It is goddamn natural rights. It is not fucking a democracy. It's not a republic. It's a goddamn corporation. Read Title 18, Title 28 definition. I think it's 28. Title 28 definition 15 or Title 18 definition 15. I'm not sure. But read it. It tells you. In the Act of 1871 and the Act of 1878, they removed the fucking republic. There is no goddamn republic. And they can say, well, we got a democracy. No, we fucking don't. You say you rule by the consent of the people. The people never consented to you changing any goddamn thing. You just fucking did it. And then like Abraham Lincoln, that dirty, stinking, rotten international piece of fucking shit. Oh, he split logs. No, he was a fucking train lawyer. I mean, he fucking had the goddamn railroads behind his ass. That's how he got into office, and that's how they got fucking millions and millions of fucking acres that belong to we, the fucking people, that they took from us without due process of the fucking law. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in about a few minutes.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight man and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die?
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:39 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Heather Alexander with March of Canberra. And, I mean, damn it, man. It wasn't that many, I mean, that long ago that people would fucking fight. Maybe you pushed them. I mean, how far will we be pushed? That is, I mean, goddamn. Every day I come on here and we read fucking things. I mean, I don't know. What are we looking for? The magic one that's going to fucking piss us off enough? Or are you going to wait till they come in and kick in your door? Is that what you're planning? And then can you even know if you'll shoot? I mean, Jesus, never in history have our people took shit like this from any fucking body. And when that Revolutionary War, that hijacking of an uprising, when the people rose up, they didn't rise up to create a new country. They rose up because they wanted their fucking rights. They wanted their natural rights. They wanted their rights to own property, to be free and at liberty, so that they could be fucking happy. Of course, you know, this whole article here is about, you know, they're talking about what they're going to do here, you know. But they're comparing it like the Patriot Act. They're saying it's for TikTok because it's owned by fucking China. But as soon as they get it fucking, wrote down on a piece of paper and they all four of them raise their fucking hands and that's the fucking country's vote. No, that ain't how laws are fucking made. You can't make a goddamn law in this country right now because it's all corporate bullshit. You can make corporate policy, but it does not fucking, it is subservient to the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 and the jurisdictional authority of we the people. We can tell you to cram it up your ass. And we're supposed to tell you to cram it up your ass. And if you take our goddamn common law courts away, we're supposed to blow it up your fucking ass. Of course, that's what they're going to do. I mean, I don't need this person to come on here and fucking 10-page fucking document to tell me that if they get this goddamn disinformation and state the Restrict Act by Ryan Turnipseed, goddamn, that they're not going to fucking turn around. It's like the surveillance with the NSA. Oh, it was discovered, when they first brought it out. It was just to, you know, monitor that Al-Qaeda and the Muslims because they're going to come into our country. We got to be able to spy on them. But it's just when we never spy on Americans. Then we find out that, yes, they have. Every fucking stroke on the computer, every fucking email, every fucking phone call in the great big fucking facility there in Utah that needs a lake to cool it. All the information. They lied, and then you had your congressman come up on the television and say, we cannot do this. We can't fund this. I will not fund this. And then they went and they had a little meeting, and they took them all down and showed them the pictures that they have of them fucking poodles, and they threatened to release them, and all of a sudden, it's not only fucking okay to do it, it's strengthened. It is still a violation of the fourth article. A blatant violation, one that gets you put up against the fucking wall, you sons of bitches. That's goddamn sedition and treason against the people, the supreme superior fucking authority in this goddamn country. That's our jurisdictional authority, son of a bitch. And just by fucking emptying the fucking our courts of the fucking judges that you were supposed to appoint, that you were not supposed to appoint. We were supposed to elect. For our own fucking, because we were always to be the supreme power. We were always supposed to be able to fucking remove your fucking asses at will. Now you tell us you're a ruling class and we're beneath you. And we got to do what you, fuck our goddamn Bill of Rights. Well, we're going to find out about fuck our Bill of Rights, buddy. We're going to see if it's fuck our Bill of Rights or if it's fuck you. And this next one, 14 to 19-year-olds dying suddenly, vaccine genocide by Dr. William Mackus. And, you know, this is died in their sleep, cardiac arrest at school, six cardiac arrests, cardiac arrest while cycling, cardiac arrest in the shower, short illness, sudden illness, unknown causes, myocarditis, pulmonary embolism, and turbo cancer. Come on. God damn it, people. You don't can't see when you're being murdered. Look, go on the site and look at the faces of these kids and see if they look like they're fucking, you know, like they're about to die. Anyway, that was, you can read the names, I guess. Let's see here. World's first vaccine injury class action lawsuit filed. I don't care about Australia. File in your King's Court. File in the Star Chamber Court. And I'm sure you will get redress for, I mean, they're going to straighten things right fucking out. The King Chuck must not know about this. King Chuck must not have nothing to do with this. King Chuck will slam his goddamn scepter down on the fucking floor, and this shit will stop, you stupid son of a bitches. You're cowards. The only way this stops is if you fucking stop it. You fucking meet violence with violence. They tell you, oh, don't be violent, as they're fucking being violent. How stupid can people be? Don't answer that. Drivers could soon face on-the-spot tests, which check whether they are too tired to be on the road. This would be, I mean, if they can, what they're trying to say here, what they're not saying here in this article is that they can stop you anytime, anywhere, just like in a semi. You know, when you're driving semi, they can stop you anytime, anywhere they want, and piss test you, do anything they want. Any test they want, and you have to stop. You have to stop, and you have to accept a piss test. Well, I'm not stopping, son of a bitch. You come fucking with me. What I do is none of your goddamn business to begin with. But, I mean, here's just another another fucking outrage. We like outrages here. That's what we do. We come here, and we speak, and we talk about fucking outrages. And we do every fucking day. That's what we fucking do of the week. 5 days a week, we come in here and we talk about outrages. And the mountain of Falcon outrages is even bigger than the goddamn mountains of gold and silver these son of a bitches have stolen from us. And still, we don't have the moral high ground to wipe their fucking ass out. Oh, yes, we do. And you know it. Everybody knows it. It's just we don't have the goddamn intestinal fortitude to fucking do it. That's the problem. Researchers think such tech is similar to breathalyzers used to catch drunk drivers, might be just 5 years away. Blood tests could be ready even quicker. Oh, just stop and just go. Just take some of my fucking blood. Give me a medical procedure on the side of the road, you fucking corporate piece of shit with a union badge. I'll give you a goddamn operation. I'll fucking blow a hole in your ass. You fucking think you can just stop me and fucking poke my body or do anything? I'm like I'm fucking animal that you can control. You're going to find this fucker's got teeth. Blood tests could be ready even quicker. Experts say now is the time to crack down on drowsy driving. Oh, yeah. With fatigue blamed for thousands of accidents. They do care, guys. They don't want us to get killed in accidents. They care about us. I knew they did. I know somewhere down deep inside. Well, fuck no. This is another way to fucking, I don't know, rolling goddamn checkpoints. You want to look in your fucking car. They want to look up your ass. They want to fucking vaginally search the women and fucking take your goddamn money away from you on the side of the road. This is for the goddamn highwaymen, ain't it? So they can just pull any car. I pulled you. Why? You looked kind of. I had a reasonable suspicion. I love that. A reasonable suspicion that you were driving tired. Now you're gonna. I need to test you. And as the other cops go in there and looking through your fucking car, fucking going through your things, and then of course they bring the dog, and the dog's trained to alert because it don't have to be no drugs there. The dog just goes, barks one time. Oh, there's drugs. Okay, we're going to tear your car apart. And we don't find no drugs. We got to look inside you. We got to look inside your vagina. We're going to do a fucking cavity search right here on the side of the fucking road. Oh, man, no, nothing there, but there was $5,000 in your purse. Yeah, I was going to buy a car for that $5,000. We're confiscating that under our asset forfeiture law. and fuck your fifth article right to have due process of law before anything can be taken from you. And that means all the way to a jury fucking verdict. And, you know, this is what this is about. I mean, they're going after money. I mean, just like these IRS agencies, $600 deposit, you're going to come look at me while they're doing what they're doing in the fucking Ukraine? Why? And admittedly, busted, flat fucking with their hand in the cookie jar. And, yeah, they did. I mean, they are, but they're just too big. I mean, they're the aristocracy, the ruling class, nothing you little peon, pissant fucking coolies can do about it. Experts say now it's time to crack down on drowsy driving, huh? Getting behind the wheel after less than 5 hours of sleep can be as dangerous as driving while intoxicated or high on drugs, research suggests. So who paid for that research? You ain't got a grant. You, this sounds like a Jew, goddamn little setting them up. Izzy Blasenstein. He's graduating law school and he's a pretty influential guy. So we're gonna set him up with his own fucking business of fucking creating these tests to tell if people fucking are driving while too tired. Oh shit. This is so obvious. I mean, of course, you dirty bastards. People drive when they're tired. Fucking goddamn, all we do is work and eat and sleep, ain't it? And then they could get some, the thing is to get a little more from you. They want the fucking lint out of your pockets. Don't forget that. Experts say now is the time to crack down on drowsy driving with fatigue blame for thousands of accidents a year. They do love us. They do. All this time I've been talking bad about them. They do love us. Getting behind the wheel after less than 5 hours, yeah. Key to securing prosecution would be agreeing a threshold. Agreeing a threshold to indicate tiredness or the minimum sleep. I mean, just, hey, you want to tell me how many times I can fart a day? You want to tell me how many times breaths I can take it? Yeah, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. You want to tell me how much water I can drink in a day? Will you come and do it, you son of a bitches? Come, just, I mean, you fucking, all this fucking talk. This is just a divertist, people. There's no two ways about it. They don't get, I mean, this is rubbish. Rubbish from the rubbish pile. I mean, we know what kind of, we know we're in a goddamn world of hurt. We know that we're up against the wall. We know that we're in the 11th hour. And this is the shit they want to throw at us? Really? Hispanic alien, mall mass shooter, Mauricio Garcia, identified as white supremacist. Well, this really doesn't surprise me at all, man. I mean, when I talked about in the old days when I was educating the judge over here, he actually had a fucking court that I actually put together for. I did a common law fucking hearing in it and won. But I was teaching him the fucking law. And of course, I mean, the harassment, the goddamn, I mean, Jesus Christ, you wouldn't believe it. So I wouldn't put plates on my van. I drove fucking 75 miles an hour everywhere I went. And they pulled me over. I shoved their tickets right up their asses. But I'm sitting there talking to him, and he goes, well, they have you down as a, check this out, as a white, Mexican mafia white supremacist. I didn't fucking stutter. I didn't move. I looked at him. I said, I hate myself. I mean, this guy here, I mean, you don't know. Maybe he's a trencher, you know? And I mean, they call us right. They call this site right wing and racist. They're going to, any bad thing they can try to say on, but it doesn't fucking wash because of the people on it. The people here, we're doing one thing. We're fucking fighting for the Bill of Rights. We're fighting for everybody's right to the Bill of Rights. We do not look at the pigment of a man's skin or a woman's skin. We look at their right to be free. We look at their right to liberty. We look at what we try to tell them who they are and what their authority is. I don't know who this guy is and what he did. I mean, I know I didn't have to be Mexican to be a Mexican mafia. I guess you don't have to be white to be a white supremacist, whatever that's supposed to mean. We've been called every fucking thing in the book, but they can't do it because they know, because We say, fuck all of you. We're for the Bill of Rights. We're for law and order. That's hard to attack, ain't it? Especially when you know that law and order and you know how it fucking works and you know how they're fucking violating it. It's a fact. Pentagon admitted to it began monitoring and censoring social networks for COVID before its existence was known about by curated alternative narratives. I don't know, fucking odd name. Following a report released to the regulatory bodies, the Pentagon had to admit that it began tracking online conspiracy theories about COVID-19 on December 19, 2019, 2 weeks before the World Health Organization was informed about the virus outbreak, and even just 4 days after the first patients reported symptoms in Wuhan, China. So how could they know about it before it happened? It's like they would have had to do it, isn't it? Graphica Incorporated is a small but influential social media monitoring and censorship company your grandparents could hear this. Censoring what? You're censoring my speech. You know you ain't. I'll shoot you right in the goddamn head. Don't tell me what to fucking say. You have no authority. You're in violation of the law, you son of a bitch. Anyway, exclusively with the Pentagon receiving nearly $7 million in grants and contracts from the U.S. Department of Defense. And what's the Department of Defense doing fucking with the fucking people? I mean, Tench Cox told us, you know, armies would turn against their own fucking people. That's why we were to stay as armed as well or better than any goddamn army or any standing army or any bunch of goddamn corporate fucking enforcers, any goddamn bunch of mercenaries wearing goddamn union badges. This is why we need to get rid of our guns, man. It's going to be hard to do this shit with everybody fucking shooting at your ass while you're trying it, ain't it? COVID. The official CDC government, by the way, COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. The official CDC government timeline shows that the first group of patients in Wuhan, China, began experiencing an atypical pneumonia-like illness on December 12th, 2019, and that's all it ever was. Some people got pneumonia. Because what they did when it first came out, if you remember, they probably removed it from the net. But what they did is they injected that fucking serum, the fucking death shot. They injected it into people, then exposed them to SARS. And as soon as they exposed them to SARS, they dropped dead right in the fucking street. That's how it all began. That's the first thing I heard about it. And then you never heard nothing else about that again, meaning that the Graphica's social media disinformation data collection work began only 4 days later, when neither the Chinese Communist regime nor the World Health Organization knew of the existence of a virus other than common SARS, nor had they yet named COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. And it was common SARS after the fucking death shot. They made the death shot, so then they hit you with the SARS and you fucking die. You see, that's how it works, and you shed it. You see, you go around, you be a typhoid fucking Mary. You give it to everybody you fucking can. What's the difference of that and spraying an aerosol? You send 3 million fucking goddamn typhoid Marys out among the fucking public and shedding the fucking goddamn platelets. Everybody's going to get it sooner or later, aren't they? Because once you get it, then you're going to shed it. And I mean, on and on and on and on. I mean, fuck. The bottom line is, people, you know what? You know why? Because we allowed it. If we do not get off our asses, I swear, if we do not get on the same page, even you son of a bitches who think you're going to come through this with a fucking big fat fucking wallet and you're going to fucking sell the rest of us out, you're going to die. You're going to die one way or another. Either they're going to kill you, because they're not going to let you have wealth, you stupid ass. There's only a handful that get to have wealth. Everybody else is a world citizen slave. And if they don't kill you, we're gonna. For being a fucking traitor. For fucking exposing us to death. For killing our goddamn loved ones, you sons of bitches. Anyways, people, I think I've had enough of this for today. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, I mean, just look at this shit for what it is. Nothing's giving. I mean, the only thing is they're worming around different places, and they are still killing. Right now, they are killing us. You cannot fucking say they are not. They are killing us, and they're killing a whole fucking lot of us. And we're not even fucking firing a shot. We're not killing back. If it's just because it's, I mean, poison, I guess if it's all right to poison you, you try to shoot at me, I'll shoot you, but you poison me, I'll just go ahead and take the poison. I mean, how many poisons are out there? I mean, you got goddamn mistletoe, goddamn arsenic, you got fucking, I mean, Jesus, poison back. Why aren't we poisoning them back? You want to give me poison? I'll give you poison, tit for tat. It's only fair. You sons of bitches, if that's the way that we're not going to exchange bullets, let's exchange fucking goddamn poisons. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Anyway, that is the word from the trenches. I should be on that air when I do that. That's the word from the trenches. Come on.